Welcome to episode 50 of Homebrew Detritus.
50.
Well, season 2, episode 50. Episode 100 in total, plus some extra lives and things that we've done. Joining us here tonight, we've got a star-studded cast. Mahogany, Shake and Bake.
Hey, it's Shake and Bake, and I help.
Host of the Noob Show and master of technical difficulties, Noob.
Hold on. Don't shoot at the next person.
You should just go to the next person.
Almost got pushed the button right at.
Coming back.
Hey.
Coming
back.
Hey. Yeah, there he's never coming back. We'll never see him ever. Yeah.
Just like my dad when he went off for cigarettes and milk.
Oh, your family. Your dad used to buy you milk.
Also coming to the table tonight, the loudest player in any room, Crazy Kev.
That's me.
That's true.
Another star-studded member. I flee from it. Matt is joining us here tonight.
It's called Live to Fight Another Day, sir. One man's cowardice is another man's survival.
Once hailed as most deaths and still there, Frakes.
Hey, yeah.
And Terrence, Technically we have to do 4 more episodes before you hit 100, so thanks for being here.
Sorry.
I'm going to step out there for the empire.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Host with the least stoker, yay.
Hey. Yay.
Our infamous editor and producer and pretty much everything that happens.
And special guest, Oi.
Oi, where's Oi? There he is.
The dog's back there sleeping.
Make him do his trick.
No.
That is his trick. Sleeping.
He's doing it now.
I was like, say Oi, oof, and he just barks, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. I'll get a video and clip it in.
Look at it.
It's a clip.
No, it's a clip.
Are you promising us editing?
I am for this one. For this one, I'm going to try and do some fun stuff with it. If everything is gone as planned, currently we're all cartoon characters in our room right now.
All right.
I make my eyes pop out and my tongue hang out in surprise and horniness.
If we don't have that on the layer.
Awesome. No, I need you to draw that for me. This is this will have been created in 2 weeks. So this is the level of creativity and animation you can get in a 2-week time span.
I forget, do my eyebrows work?
I think yours do, yeah. Yeah, I think your eyebrows work.
Yay.
It's created in 2 weeks with assets that have been created over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Lots of hundreds and hundreds of hours of work that went into all of that.
Tens and tens of hours.
Mm-hmm.
For you, maybe. Minutes, perhaps.
Yeah. Minutes have been dedicated to this.
Dozens of minutes. Literally dozens. We've got a lot of fun art that we've done since we started doing this show, and I want to use them more. And I'd like to see where we get. This will be a waypoint. Like episode 50 of last season was kind of like, oh, look at how far we've come. I think we've come even further since then. At least I have. I've been learning. Not how to run games better, but other stuff I've been learning for sure. I think we learned how many fallopian tubes women on the planet have last week.
I thought it was an odd number.
We actually learned is how little the average middle-aged man knows about women's anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not middle-aged, loser.
You look it.
Yeah, definitely look it.
Average is giving us a lot of credit, don't you think? I mean, we're...
He doesn't look it now. He looks like a cartoon character. So,
Yeah, some of us look like we're going to live forever.
Hey, not Kevin.
I look like an awesome robot, so yes, I will live forever.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're talking to the Santa Claus factor, maybe.
Do everybody a robot but Kevin.
Yeah.
I can't remember anybody else's animated but Kevin.
Well, I want to be Ed 309.
No.
No. We don't have
whoever I've got you as now. Okay, I think it's that chunky cat that I put lips on.
That's you fine. Missed the deadline.
I guess I can't be the robot from RoboCop. Okay.
Only if you can successfully shoot like 14 people in the dick and make me laugh about it.
If we are robots, I'm Alpha 5.
I'll be Johnny 5 just because I remember him from a childhood.
I'll be the Jackson 5.
We're not making new assets for this.
No. And if I thought we were just talking about who we wanted to be as, you know.
And if anybody's going to be Johnny 5, it's me. I'm going to be Johnny 5.
Well, why don't you be like
Punk Rock Johnny 5?
Ooh. You're Short Circuit 2 Johnny 5. You can be Short Circuit 1.
Yeah, it's Punk Rock. Punk Rock Johnny 5 is the best Johnny 5.
That's the one holding out for a hero plays over, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. That is the one that has been etched into my brain since childhood. That song, him swinging with his mohawk spikes and he was leaking. God, such a good movie. Until you rewatch it and realize how bad it is.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up.
It does not hold up.
Although I do like it had like a classic 80s like multi-ethnic street gang. Like
Los, what was their name? Los Fotos kicked your ass into outer space.
Yeah.
All right, good times.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago.
Thousands of years ago in the 1980s.
You know, I like Batteries Not Included. I always loved that movie. I haven't watched that in a long time. Remember, it's a little tiny robots.
I remember that, yeah.
I always get it confused with Cocoon for some reason. Which one has
the old people? Corner? It's because of all the old people.
Yep. Yeah, a bunch of old people in both of those movies.
They shot all those movies the same weekend before anybody died. You know, they couldn't.
Had to squeeze them in.
They double booked them, yeah.
They shoot all the grumpy old men movies too.
Mm-hmm. They shot those while they were on break from filming the other movies. They're like, all right, here's a couch for you to sit on. Somebody put a camera on them. They're being kind of funny.
Yeah. The other half of the cast was on cigarette breaks.
Jessica Tandy's drunk again. Here comes the stripping.
Oh, ooh.
Oh.
A lot of wet sounds.
Fallopian tubes everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah. How old do women get when they fall out the bottom? The fallopian tubes? Mahogany? Do you know?
That is not a thing. That happens.
You have to trim them, right?
That happens actually, like in utero. That's what you call your balls. When your ovaries and fallopian tubes fall out,
then they're ballopian tubes. It's different.
Then they're fallopian balls tubes and wing.
Can I do so that's what that is. I'm just a woman whose fallopian tubes fell out already.
They mm-hmm. fell out.
Yeah, in utero.
Put them back in. Yep. Put them back in.
Basically, what does this have to do with the Nirvana album?
I don't know. What?
Huh. Yeah, over
here we are now, sir. Entertain us.
In utero, Nirvana, nobody?
Yeah.
I laughed.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was because we used a big word you didn't understand.
That is often the case.
That was a good one.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's get back into this game.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're playing a game. We're not just cartoons. We're actually playing a game.
We're playing a game.
Cartoons that do things.
Look, this is season 2, episode 50, but this is also me practicing for like the next big thing. And I haven't told anybody about it really, but like I've got ideas that I'm training for. Another
big thing.
The next big thing.
The next big thing. I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet, but I've got ideas. And this
does it involve dice and making fun of Kevin?
It does. Even if he's not there.
I was going to say, does he have to be here?
I was going to say, Raiders of the Lark, I get picked on a lot.
Yeah. You deserve it.
I try to tamp it down, Kevin. I don't participate.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
you don't.
Please. I think if anybody doesn't participate, it's me. You guys are meanies.
Yeah.
That's because you haven't known him long enough.
No. Mahogany's not mean to Kevin. And I've said a lot of times the reason I've been friends with Kevin for so long is because anything I say mean behind his back, I can also say to his face and half.
I made a whole song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking prick. Mahogany said it the most. You took my words and you fucking sliced them up and made me say mean stuff.
Man, when are you going to make more music?
I don't know.
No, I want to know when he's making more videos. That made me hungry.
Yeah.
I'm upset that I didn't get to taste that ham. That's not fair.
It should be. It's delicious. Mm-hmm.
It's fallopian tubes and falling out. I don't think that's right. You know, I don't like to boast or brag, but and I can't because this is noobs bragging rice. That ham video has the most views of anything we've done on
Instagram.
It's got like almost 4,000 views of just him drizzling juice over a ham that had a
what do you call
a blur spot in the middle of it, like it was bad porn.
All right, well let's switch tacks and just make this a ham based RPG podcast.
It's not our first ham-based product that we've done. Ham wallet.
We got ham wallet. We got a
ham porn.
What's that thing?
That's it. So when we last left off, y'all woke up and then saved Nim. And after all this is happening, you've discussed your options. You've gone over things. You have plans now. You've got a focus. Now that the Lord Cromwell, who you've known, has actually been an evil wizard in disguise this whole time. Cha-cha-cha.
Plot twist.
Well, they got away with it too. Except,
fucking M. Night Shyamalan up in this piece.
We need a graphic that just says plot twist.
I can do that. Don't give me too much work this episode.
That was a good plot twist. I liked it.
It was a good plot twist. Yeah. We found it out in the inside the book realm. Well, Nim found it out mostly because a lot of us just failed our saves, so we didn't learn jack. Lydros is just kind of confused about the whole thing. He's like, all right, whatever.
You've only been to Yharnamwulf for like 3 days total, right? Lydros, yeah, he's not really connected.
Did we actually go back to Yharnam? Yeah, I went to Yharnam. I got attacked in the streets.
Uh huh.
And then we left.
Fights.
Babinos.
Well, what do you want to do? That's the question.
Well, I think we should gather some material here on if there's anything on how one would go about imprisoning a Fae so that maybe we could reverse engineer.
Maybe they have information about how to release a Fae. You may not even have to reverse engineer.
Right. Either or.
And we definitely know this other fellow is a lich, right?
Not a lich.
Not
a lich.
Okay.
He just was living on the Undead Isles, quote unquote. according to, you know, legend.
Yeah.
And he went through this whole process.
He's
not in Cromwell's
body, right? He is in, basically, it just looks like he is, mm-hmm. right?
But he went through this whole process to have the powers of a lich without having to be undead. He wanted immortality without the loss of flesh.
By the way, is he siphoning power off the imprisoned Cromwell to maintain his existence?
Or and the soul crystals.
And the soul crystals?
For sure, the soul crystals.
He's obviously afraid of Cromwell getting out, otherwise he wouldn't have divination spells on his prison, basically.
So, let's go break this motherfucker out.
Let's get better equipped before we do that.
We could get a lift, right? That lift.
I mean, I thought we just mm-hmm. went shopping.
No, you I mean, guys went shopping.
Some of us did. I didn't actually shop.
I did. Yeah. I shopped the hell out of some stuff.
Yeah,
I upgraded most of my equipment, but if we have to do another shopping episode for episode 50, then let's do that.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do a shopping.
Can we kill a dragon?
You know, in all of my years of role playing, I don't believe I've ever fought a full fledged dragon.
What? And you won't now, so eat it.
What about at the Nerd Bowl?
First Nerd Bowl, the Black Dragon was the last fight, and
a young Black Dragon.
The last Nerd Bowl we did was a giant dragon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, Zero Crystal Dragon.
I was very drunk.
Oh wait, his team might not have made it to the dragon fight. I think
we did not.
Yes, we got cheated.
That is irrelevant to the game that we're playing now. I don't know why I brought it up. Let's go do stuff.
So, I mean, do we want to go to Lith?
They may have more information there. They are a magic city.
Well, let's exploit the resources we have here. Is there anything else we can learn here at the monastery? And now that we have, Paladin Furry Pants here, see if he knows anything as well before we go.
Yes, we'll question the king.
Yeah, he's still there, quietly watching,
unnervingly following us around. So, do we want to disclose what's going on to this guy?
Fuck yeah!
All right, yeah, very.
Who's he gonna tell?
Yeah, we should be telling like everybody. That's on the side of the K. Yeah. This is what's happening, and we're trying to. Prevent it so that they can
I agree. I don't think
doing what they're supposed to do.
So we can Avengers Endgame this shit.
Okay. Well, I guess then I will expound to the Paladin fellow what our actual deal is and why we're here, and see if he can offer us any advice. And I'll do it while the Abbot is here as well. That way he can kill two birds with one stone that way, as we solicit people for information that may help us and or aid.
Okay. So you give your advice, you fill them in on everything, and the leader of the Silent Servitude says, I don't think going back into the book would be a safe option. Spending too much time in there, you could lose yourself. And now that you're now that Ratatama has been basically attacked from that direction, he may have things lurking there. It'll be a while before I even send any of our people back into the book to do research. The new king ponders for a while, taking it all in. His normal jovial self that you got to know over those few days seems to be mostly gone. There's still a sense that he's the same person he was, but he's definitely changed. There's kind of a sadness to him that you think might be from his now disconnect from Caden Colleen. And also a heaviness to it that you think he's taken on a lot, becoming the avatar of this wolf god. And he slowly looks up to you, Dorian, and says, The wolf knows a bit the people you speak of. It had worked a deal with Lamazza in the early days, dividing of territories. While his manner is mostly that of rage and cunning, he also seems to be a god very keen to loyalty, keeping a word. That's why he's kept to the Fang here for so long. It's why, as his avatar, I will never travel past the Wolfwood or go further north than the Fang will allow. It does not mean that he has not been granted some information. He believes your best bet for learning would either be from the Council of Wizards and Lith, or there may be information in Kraith. They've dealt with the Fae more there than anywhere, as far as what would be able to lock them up or free them. Those would be your two best options, I believe.
Thinking that the Kraith is a place, correct?
Yes.
Or are they are they? It's a place in the Fae realm or here on the Material Plane?
Oh no, it's a large country.
It's here.
The reason they've dealt with the Fae so much is because where the veil was thin, where Cromwell came, is where Kraith was formed. A lot of other Fae were able to follow Cromwell after he thinned the veil there, and they were not as good in alignment.
I vote Lith because I will probably be executed if I'm back in Kraith.
Well, I certainly do have an agenda for Kraith. Lith might be the shortest route for what we need now.
Lith is just a day south of the Wolfwood, 2 days travel on carriage or horseback.
Well, then,
Kraith would be a bit of a further journey.
A bit of a further journey and another boat ride.
Yeah.
I believe. So then I guess our destination should be set to Lith.
I agree. I think Lith's a good option.
Also, I have
some things I could learn there too that may help.
Yes, I have some matters that might help us as well.
I will warn you, traveling the Wolfwood be more dangerous than it has been, though the bugbear nations were dispersed. I'm not sure how many roving bands are left in the Wolfwood. I do have trinkets that will keep the more mundane creatures of the Wolfwood at bay. Tokens of rite of passage that would keep the dire wolves and more powerful, somewhat unruly natures, animals off your trail while you traversed it, if you were to go on foot or wagon.
I'm a little partial to baubles, if you have some of those, versus trinkets, but...
He slowly reaches out and twists your neck very fast.
Ooh, so don't ask for baubles. How about tchotchkes?
Oh, tchotchkes.
I'll take a knick-knack, please.
In all seriousness, that would be appreciated. We would not want to thin the ecology of your forest unnecessarily.
Yep, I'm good with that.
And if we can just focus on the bugbears, they deserve retribution for what they did to this town anyway.
I'm not sure they're totally in self-control then.
Who cares? They're bugbears.
Actually, there were Wickawax.
Subspecies of bugbear.
Mm-hmm. Knick-knack, paddywax.
And then I hand the king a bone.
All that being said, you were vital in protecting the town when it was in need. You have a place here. You will be protected here. I'll see to it.
As appreciated as it would be, the rest of the world is not protected here. If we were to stay, we would not be able to bring this information to light.
Lith would be another good waypoint for getting your information out further, if that's what you chose to do with that. Being the magical capital of the world, have ways to communicate with the world in very speedy processes.
Yes. That was my thought.
Also, this Rattatama deserves to be stopped.
Indeed. My new deity was not familiar with all the details until now. He's still wrapping his mind around it. He's not worried himself with that happens outside of his realm in some time, but the information you bring here does speak volumes. The reawakening of the planet and its former glory would utterly destroy his home, so you can see why we would be opposed to that. If there are any in need who need sanctuary, feel free to send them here.
That's good.
How safe would the sanctuary be if the planet does awaken?
Well, I mean, at that point it wouldn't be, but I mean, there's probably a lot of people we could help and send here to seek refuge while we battle with the forces of evil.
Well, we destroy this asshole.
Yeah, and Momansa's still out there too, you know, doing her thing.
Yes.
Rampaging.
Definitely.
So well, we rest up and then go to Lith?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm still bleeding, if anyone cares.
Nah, you're fine.
We're gonna make you ride ahead of us. That way, the animals attack you.
Great idea. I support that.
I think that's a great idea.
Don't we have wand? If we don't have wand,
I mean, I can burst a solid pole if we need to.
I can use my own.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's only Nim that needs it. Correct.
How long have we been at this? We came in the morning, and what time is it?
It's late into that night, so full day.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll get whatever rest we need and head out in the morning.
Rest, supplies, baubles.
Yeah.
Provisions. Trinkets. Remember, he hates baubles.
Right. Sorry.
The king hates baubles.
It's a fun word.
It is a fun word. I mean, if we're just being open here, it's a fun word.
Fun word.
I'm glad we can all admit that to ourselves. I think we're making real progress in this therapy.
So the plan is to head out to Lith.
Correct.
That's correct. After an uneventful night of rest and healing.
Oh, it's very eventful. If the events you were looking for were sleep and healing, you get that.
All right. My favorite type of sleep.
Healing sleep?
Yes.
I was hoping for a fruit salad and daiquiris, but I guess I'll take it.
So after just 2 days of the assault on the town, you can already see that the fortifications are underway of being put back up. The people, Hardy, like I said, are getting back to the group of things. There's still mourning. There's still some dampened spirits as you head out the next morning. But this is a tough town. This is a You get the feeling that he wasn't in jest when he said that people would be safe if sent here. While it's not without its dangers, you feel like that kind of assault on any other town you've been around or maybe know of would probably not have held up as well as Wolfwood Keep. And the guy leading them now is someone you know well.
That's right. We get invited to stuff.
The next morning, you find that a couple of horses and a wagon have been left for you to use if you so choose. There's even a little going away from the two halflings with the wolves. They're mostly there to say goodbye to Vladros, as he's the one that kind of bonded with him the most. However, the new king is nowhere to be seen. Two halflings say he's very busy getting acquainted with his new station in life, but we'll be here with him, and we wanted to wish you well on your journey. He left these for you. It's the trinkets. What are we not supposed to say? Baubles. What do you not like?
He hates baubles.
Here's some trinkets.
Aww.
If you look at these, they're small little necklaces. They don't take up a slot. They put off a strange, like nature magic, just a generic kind of nature magic. If you research it at all, it seems something that just wild animals and stuff would be attuned to and keep their distance from.
The opposite of fox urine.
Yeah, it's not Tank 69. Dough and heat urine. It is
It's patchouli.
Oh, yeah. It's the smell of hippies.
They're welcome here. But you're welcome here, but we don't like them.
Yeah.
It is Knit 96.
They keep trying to put cats on vegan diets and killing them. It's terrible.
That is horrible.
That is real, real fucked up.
So you make your way into the Wolfwood. You pass most of the morning. You pass farmlands and stuff. A lot of it trampled from what has happened, but you see a lot of farmhands and stuff out there rebuilding it. And slowly but surely, the morning sun gives way to forest shade as you make your way into the dense, thick, tall forest of Wolfwood. The trail from here is pretty straightforward for a while, at least. Eventually, you come up to a point where it looks like maybe a river or stream has changed direction, and the road is washed out ahead.
Like how much? Like how wide?
Like maybe 10 feet, but it's hard to tell how deep. It just seems more flowing mud than stream at this point.
Well, do we want to go look for a ford somewhere, or do you want to try and risk the crossing it with our horses?
Well, we've got a wagon as well.
Well, we can cut the wagon. I still have the horse I bought. And I think we all had a horse except for you. So now you have an extra horse.
True, maybe we could break the wagon apart, build a bridge out of it, and then ride our horses across.
I think the best plan is look for a place to ford
the river. Or Nim, can you just teleport us?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I have a staff teleport. I can take all of us at one point. And
not the horses, though, huh?
Not the horses.
So you can put us all in the portable hole. I mean, I can do it. I've got two teleports on the staff. And how far, how many feet across is the river?
I'd say like 10 feet or so.
Just a 10-foot muddy.
Yeah, so you could teleport one way, teleport the second half of the group.
Yeah, so I could take four with four of their horses, because the horses are medium, yeah?
Oh. Large.
They're large.
That would count. So a large, I think, counts as four mediums, right? How that works.
I have no idea.
Based on your level. So.
I mean, we could do it. I think we could do that.
Let's test and see how deep the damage thing is. If I find a nice long stick.
Somebody give me a survival check.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't gotcha. That's a 14.
Okay. That's how actually
about a 28.
So, Dr. Pops, you can tell that the while the horses could easily make it across, the wagon would have to be left behind. It would most definitely get stuck. But also with that check, you can tell this doesn't seem normal, the stream pushed this way. This seems fairly recent. So if you wanted to go find a ford somewhere across, chances would probably be pretty slim. You also detect some kind of tracks, maybe just a weird shape in the way the water should be flowing, the mud should be flowing, but it seems like it's avoiding something. It could just be a rock, but it's got your attention with that check.
I'll point it out to Dorian and Vladros, and actually the whole group, and just be like, what's that?
Can I do a profession sailor?
No.
So I'm gonna look. What do I see?
You guys can give me perception checks.
I can do that.
30.
21.
Not great. 15.
I feel like Sonder. 14.
30.
19.
Woohoo. Dory, you're pretty sure that's just kind of a boulder, maybe something that had been slightly uncovered with the water flowing this way.
Okay. Looks like a boulder. Let's forward. I guess we'll cut the wagon and keep going.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what do we have in the wagon besides just our packs? Do we really need the wagon?
No. I think it was more offered just to be for luxury.
Yeah. Okay.
From what you heard,
I don't think there's anything that we couldn't put in the portable hole.
Anything nice, we just get taken right away from us. Yeah, we could put the wagon in the portable hole.
You can drive a wagon in a portable hole.
Why? Not that big. We discussed this in my side story.
So who's gonna cross the ford first? The mud first.
Oh, for pizza. Yeah, I will.
I'll go.
Oh, well,
I'll go third.
All right, Vladros, you and your horse begin to make your way across the mud. You get about 5 feet across when that obvious boulder is not a boulder. A large mouth creature comes out, and I say large, I mean a huge-sized creature.
It's a hippo.
Jumps out from the mud. Not exactly. And attempts to bite you. Does a 27 beat your CMD?
No.
I mean, not CMD, your AC.
Yes.
Alright, so this big thing comes out, it grabs you off the top of your horse. You take 18 damage.
Ooh.
Hey. And does a 33 beat your CMD?
Hey,
yes. Won. Not a boulder. It's not a boulder.
So it reaches up and grabs you and grapples you with its large mouth. You're mostly inside the creature, halfway. You take on the grappled condition.
Well, it looked like a boulder.
Yeah. And we'll roll initiative.
18.
15.
Dorian, 18. That was Amon, what, 15?
Mm-hmm.
Razbad?
Dead, but Dr. Pox got a 7.
It's true. Vladros?
16.
Nim?
24.
And Sonder.
6.
And
Whoa, I'm faster than somebody?
Do y'all still see the screen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Making sure I didn't just share my whatever.
Yes, it's your main menu, cartographer, hand edit.
All right, Nim, you were the first to go.
We got a knowledge check on this thing.
All right, knowledge. Your nature?
I could do that.
No, dungeoneering. That's why the medallions didn't work.
Yeah, not great, but see what I can get. So, 26.
I can tell you two things about this creature. It is a frog hemoth.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
So you know that it's a frog hemoth.
But instead of licking the frog, Vlad chose to let the frog lick him.
Would you rather know its strengths or some weaknesses? And you only get
weaknesses.
Two. One.
In Soviet Russia, frog lick you.
Yeah, I call Smirnoff, everybody. You know that it is. So this is actually two for one, or one for two. It's immune to electricity, but only partially. Electricity will slow it for one round.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I want to give you one more? You pick a number between one and four.
Three.
It is also slightly resistant to fire.
Okay. I'll shout out what I know, and then I will start summoning.
Okay. Unfortunately for Bladros, it rolled a 20 on its initiative. If a creature with a special attack begins its turn with an opponent grappled in its mouth, it can attempt a new combat maneuver check as though attempting to pin the opponent, which I will do.
That ain't good.
19 on the die. So I'm pretty sure I beat your CMD again. You are swallowed.
30, I'm assuming.
Yeah. That's a 42.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
You were swallowed whole. Swallowed.
Swallowed whole.
Swallowed whole.
Swallowed whole, man. Now, turn him into a horny toad.
Does that mean I am no longer grappled and am now something else? Or am I still grappled?
You're still grappled, but you're inside the creature. A swallowed creature keeps the grapple condition while the creature that did the swallowing does not.
Gotcha.
A swallowed creature can try to cut its way free with any light slashing or piercing weapon, or it can just try to escape the grapple. But unfortunately, because he swallowed you, you will take automatic damage.
Uh-huh.
Hi, damage.
This thing's
nasty. 25
more damage.
25. Owie.
And that will... Can't remember if... I think pinning is a standard, so that will be his turn. It is now free to do whatever it wants for the remainder when it gets back around, as long as you're still stuck inside of it. But that's the frog hemoth's go. Dorian.
Well, okay. And the frog hemoth is out there in the mud still?
Yeah, so all that mud I've got decorated is going to be difficult terrain.
All right. I will attempt to... Shit.
You could easily do that. And the mud might hide the fact that you've done it.
Free action to poop my pants, and then...
Not a free action. Page 76 states, it's a move action to poop your pants in Pathfinder.
Well, then I guess
unless you have Unless you have diarrhea condition.
This game, game is draconian nonsense. I guess I will 5 foot step up to it and make an attack.
Okay.
Two attacks, I guess. Since
I only 5 foot totally.
Activating just a little boost with my shit. Yeah, what's the damn thing? Spell points. There you go. Arcane pool. All right. So it's okay. Does 20 hit it?
No.
Okay. Does 20 hit it? God damn it. 20. It's not 20. It's 22. It's
22. Still no.
Okay.
That was Dorian. Ladros, you are inside the creature.
All right. I'm going to rage because that pisses me off being inside of it.
As it should.
And I'm going to quick draw my dagger.
Okay.
And attack.
All right.
Is there anything saying that I cannot do so?
No. I mean, you're okay. Grappled.
Right, I've got that.
But you still get a move. You can quick draw as a swift, I think.
I quick draw as a free.
Okay, either way.
Rage as a swift.
Trying to see the armor class of the interior of the creature. Okay. Yeah, make your attack.
22.
Hold on, that's going to be close, actually. Oh, that hits. Okay.
Right. And then my second attack is a 23. So they both hit.
Both hit.
1d4 nice. Damage.
All right. So that's 15 and 17 damage with a plus one magical dagger.
All right.
Just screaming in rage and fury. Shank, shank, shank.
All right, so as you slash and cut, you actually use this knife to, like, jab into it and pull yourself and jab into it. And on that second time when you pull yourself up, you slip back out of its mouth, falling prone on the ground in front of it, but free of its intestines. But you can quickly stand with your move. I didn't want to make you prone for cutting yourself out. Doesn't say you have to be.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, you cut yourself back out of this creature.
Dope.
Nice. Well, that was disgusting.
It's not dead though. Amon.
I'd like to move here. Then I'll attack. As okay. One does. Hey, 17 plus 16. I'm pretty sure that's a hit.
I want you to do the math for me.
No.
I know it's over 30. It's 30 what?
Something. I don't know. Anyway, I do.
No.
11 damage.
You give me that math.
What was the numbers again?
I don't 16 remember. Is 17.
That'd be 33. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Not so hard if you just apply yourself.
Yeah, you hit.
I want you to go in my desk drawer, get yourself a gold star.
11 damage.
All right.
But then I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a second. You guys keep fighting.
Well, that's why he couldn't do math. He's got a poopy on. How's the song go? He's got a doo-doo in his butt.
You better hurry back. It's only a free action.
I got a doo-doo in my
butt. That's a move action. So he's got a double move because he's got to go to the restroom and then move action to move.
I keep wanting to call you Razbad because it's an old initiative tracker that I opened up to and didn't realize that it was there, but the Dr. Pox, here you go.
All righty. I'm going to toss two bombs at this thing.
Okay. Is this fire damage?
It is.
All right, so give me the damages separately.
Yes. Well, 29 hits his touches AC, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So let me know if you roll a one.
And okay. Well, I do not roll two ones. So first bomb.
Just one one.
28 points off of the first bomb.
Okay.
24 on the second bomb.
All right.
Can I just say how refreshing it is, Kevin, that you did your math in your head?
Well, I haven't had as many beers tonight, so.
How many beers did you have tonight?
I'm on my third.
I'm not even being sarcastic or joking. That was nice.
Yeah. Sonder.
Reflex save from the thing thing.
19?
That hits it. So it's going to take half of, and this is fireball. I'm placing it, you know, so it only doesn't get anybody I know. But you know, whatevs. Anyway, counting. 30, half of 37.
Thirteen.
More than that.
Yeah, because half of 30 is 15, so it'd be... Yeah, I was right.
33. Eight's fucking, you know, the words, the numbers. 18.
If you round up.
Down 17.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Oh, you said 35, sorry.
I said 37.
I misheard everything.
Yeah.
I'm just answering shit just because.
So your fireball goes off. I will say it also dries the mud up behind it.
Nice.
Taking away the difficult terrain from that side of the creature. Nim.
All right. So, four of the Lantern Archons appear.
I don't like what you're doing. You should stop that.
Was that all the spots?
It was one more. I just couldn't see it because you had to think of it. But yeah, I'll just put one right there is good.
Okay.
Right there is good. And then they will all attack with two light beams each.
Okay.
Oh, so I got eight attacks.
The laser light show. These are going to be 4 1s.
Laser light show.
Holy you rolled shit. You rolled four on the summon, the D3.
So I get it's a 1d4 plus one, and I rolled a three.
Nice.
Yeah. except I roll shit. So it's a ranged touch attack.
I'm just gonna go ahead and save you. The touch AC of this creature is 9.
Okay, so that's 4 misses.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 out of 8. One of those was a fumble, and then I got 4 hits.
Okay. So, and what kind of damage do they do?
It's just a light beam. It overcomes all DR.
Okay.
So it would just be full damage, but you know,
just give it to me all at once. Then.
Just straight up lasers, man.
Yep. So I mean, all that I got 15. 15 damage, and then I don't know how you want to handle that fumble. I guess it's a ranged attack.
Roll percentiles.
Actually, it's not a spell that
Kevin,
they do.
Kevin, roll percentiles.
Okay. 32.
Just a miss.
Okay, good. They will stay hovering where they are, so just 15 damage.
You know what? Just to provoke. It provokes from him. How about that? Because they're within range, actually. He has a 15-foot reach.
I'm in danger.
So he'll take a free attack of opportunity against the one that fumbled. Okay. 22.
Yeah.
10 damage.
Still up.
Okay. Amazing. Do that in a second. And then Nim is going to... Yeah, I'm going to... No, it's too big, right?
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Pits are 10 by 10, right?
Oh, yeah, he's too big. He's 15 feet. Too big
to fall into a pit. So give me a... does he have SR?
He does not. Did I know that? As far as you know, he doesn't. And nobody else has had to roll yet, so by deduction.
All right, so I'm going to do a ranged touch attack from Nim. I'm thinking that probably didn't hit because that's 11. You said his touch AC was.
I said his touch AC was 9.
Hey, I made it. Rolled a 5 and I made it. All right, so cool. So then he gets and then he gets his range touch attack. The save is there's no.
Oh my
save
god! What are you doing?
Sorry. So he gets 1 negative level.
Oh.
From innervation.
Just minus 1 everything and minus 5 hit points.
Yeah, I like to put it in so it keeps me honest because I forget about him.
He's not undead, is he?
No.
You didn't ask that.
He's an aberration.
Okay, good. And it's that would actually help him.
And it's his go. Okay.
One last thing. I'm just going to
shift
20 feet back and I'm done.
Dude.
Feisty is going. I'm just kidding.
No, you're done. Swear to God.
Good Lord.
All right. One tentacle at each. One tentacle at each of the lanterns.
Cool.
That is a 27 to hit one.
That hits. Yeah, they have an AC of 15.
So the one he already hit will take another 10 damage.
It's okay. It's dead then. You can just pick one.
Then he's going to miss. I'm assuming he'll miss. What did you say their AC was?
15.
Okay, so I have to not roll a one. So the next one in the line takes 6 damage, and it'll strike out at that one again, hitting. And that time they take 9 damage.
The same one again?
Yeah.
So we did 9, and what was the first one?
6.
6, so he's still up.
And then his last tentacle will go with that one as well, also hitting, and that time doing 9 more damage.
Okay, that one's dead too. So that's
so two. I killed 2 of them with his tentacles. Then he's going to tongue.
Ew.
He's going to tongue Dorian.
Ew.
Ew.
Not on the first deck.
Almost critting. Still going to be a 34 to hit.
No, I miss.
Oh, damn it.
What's the damage?
Damage isn't going to be too bad. You take 7 damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to attempt to bite the guy that crawled out of his mouth again.
Am I not getting grappled with the tongue, or is that just a bite only?
I don't think I can grab you with the tongue and grab you with the bite, so I'm saving that for the bite.
Okay. It seems really stupid to go to bite the thing that did so much damage to him.
Yeah, but you look the most tastiest. And his bite does the most damage. So I'm thinking 25 hits.
Yep.
And that's 10, 15, that's 19 more damage.
Okay.
And we'll see if he grapples. 25 on the grapple.
1 second on that, because I think I still had grapple checked. I did. 25 does not get me.
You're able to slip through its mouth.
Flippy dippy.
And then it's Dorian's go.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to try another attacks again. I'm going to try and edge my way around the creature as I do it, though. So move me 5 feet over.
Well, you're upwards. In difficult terrain at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'll just do two attacks. Shoot.
If you hold and I go, I'm going to move.
Yeah, but you'll be in difficult terrain too, so...
It's fine, I'm very fast.
Well, Dorian, give me a... do you have the knowledge for aberrations, dungeoneering?
I don't know. Hold on, let me double check. Dungeoneering, I do not.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to do my attacks. I'll let chips fall where they may. Oh my god, they're worse than last time. Next.
No, sorry. the Vladros.
Flank with me, Vladros.
Vladros is going to clamp his gut-covered dagger in his teeth. And as I acrobatics through the difficult terrain,
this I should... At quarter speed?
I should have... I've got 50 foot of move speed. I should have enough move to acrobatics through to get in flanking with...
Do you have the knowledge engineering?
I don't, no.
Okay.
Acrobatics attempt. Probably does not pass. So that's a 13.
Yeah. He'll take his attack of opportunity on you.
Okay.
As you get into flanking, do not give yourself the flanking bonus.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and then he hits you again for 31.
Yep. These 10, boots of swift 15. Fury do not help.
15 damage this time.
All right. Does he get an attempt to grapple me?
Free grab, yeah. I think he got you that time. Yeah.
If it's higher than 30, he gets me.
Yes, it's way higher than 30.
Liberating command. Get a really? Free.
You're escape. Grappled.
No, he gets a free, as an immediate action, he gets a free escape or escape artist check with a plus 20.
Oh, you'll need that plus 20.
Liberating command's a great fucking spell.
And that's you're looking escape. For 34.
And that's escape artist?
Yes.
Or CMB?
Escape yeah. artist.
Escape artist or CMB, whichever's higher.
My CMB is 4 higher. For 23.
Yeah, sorry.
You roll make me waste a spell, you loser.
And make you do shit. So I am grappled.
Yes.
I will draw my longsword. Which I'm not in him. I'm not inside of him.
Gross.
No, you're just grappled.
Which means I can use one-handed weapons. So I will attack with my longsword one-handedly. Come on, die. Stop letting me down. 22.
Sorry. I'm on.
All right. I'm going to do an attack. Woohoo. That's a 9 plus 16 for a 25 to hit.
That does not hit.
No. All right. Second attack. Full round attack. I don't think that one's any better for a 12 plus. Yeah, it's not any better.
Okay. 23. Dr. Pox.
Dr. Pox.
All right. Dr. Pox pulls two more concoctions from his bandolier. Begins mixing them together and chucks them at this massive frog thing, hitting his touch AC twice. First bomb. 31 points of damage.
Nice.
20 on the second bomb.
Dr. Pox, your last vial of explosives, even though it was resistant to fire, was still enough to take the creature down. Ew, through the flames nice. On this creature's back, Vladros, you fall from its biting grip.
Phenomenal.
And the creature slinks over, dead.
Disgusting.
Does anyone have create water?
middle of a river.
Yes, I do.
We're in the middle of mud.
Well,
if someone could wash me off so that I don't smell like this thing's insides, guts, and blood, that would be great.
Well, you said I didn't do nothing when I wasted my spell on you, so I don't want to waste another one, you know, so...
Hold on, hold on. Let me clean myself off first with magic.
Great water!
And as the crew cleans their injured companion of blood and bile and gore, we look forward to the city of Lith and the Council of Mages, and eventually our crew returning to Yharnam to free a... Fey Lord from a crypt to recombine a goddess lady's two halves and to fight what is basically a lich in human form. All starting next on season 3 of Hunger and Detritus. We've done it 100 episodes. 100 episodes.
That's 100 vindication. Episodes. We're on TV, we get paid for life.
100 episodes.
And here's some ham juice being poured seductively by Noob. We've made it, everyone. Food porn. Hooray!
Seductive.
All right, bye. See y'all next week. Season 3.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Night, everyone.
No!